Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 98 for Friday, March 18th, 2016.
Welcome, peeps. It's Sven and I in the studio while our erstwhile no-host Nomez is down Missouri, wah. Getting him some Old Bar.
Old Bar. We haven't talked to Old Bear for a while. I'm hoping those guys call in a little bit later.
They best.
And that, folks, over there is Mr. J.K. Livin.
Ahoy. Our show is brought to you by Surly Bikes. Bikes. Parts. Chaos. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Chaos.
I need some of that, you know, like the opposite of helium. Like,
yeah, your bike doesn't go up a hill.
Uh-huh. He goes,
bikes, parts, chaos.
Like Alum or something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's got like some Mythbusters, like 15 syllable word.
Yeah, I like that. You don't even need it. You did that really well. So, is it already that time when I ask what's on the show this week?
Yep.
And you're going to read it?
I'm going to read it.
I don't know if this is even stuff that's on the show this week, but tell us what's happening.
Well, we start the show with the event of the week. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report brought to you by Acquiring Cycles. We have Men's on the Street interview with Nomez and Old Bear. We'll talk about our spring shearing contest. Fence on that one. I'm just getting onto the thing.
Well, it is what it is. So, you know, we've spent all winter, kind of helping other people out with their events and kind of time to help out oldfatbike.com, I think. Coming into the summer, you know, events are waning a little bit on the winter scene. I don't think we've really gotten into the beach racing season yet. So let's just go ahead and pimp our 100th show party we're having here in Milwaukee.
Party!
That's coming up on April 1st. And no, it's not an April Fool's joke. We actually have an event space and a band, Mr. Chris Daisy from down there at
Smooth Evil
and Smooth Evil are coming up. And we've got Sav, I think, is confirmed from Surly, who, by the way, is 6'4" of fun right there, that guy.
Yeah, I thought he was Colin, and then I actually read the words, and then it seemed like he was coming.
Yeah, he'll be. So we may get some video. You know, so the century mark, I think it's kind of a big deal. Plus, you know, we're going to be going into the summer season with a little bit more relaxed schedule of events for the Fat Bike Radio drama chat hour. And we're going to go out with a bang on the 100th.
On the big old teleplay.
April 1st. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Not a joke.
East Side, where the people play. And then they have some fun and stuff.
And then, there's a puzzle, too, because it's like the number of one street and then the number.
Oh, for crying out loud. We still don't have the stupid address, right? But it's at least the right building, so that's fine. You know, you'll show up, you'll know where to go because there'll be a garage door open and music pounding out of it. And it's going to be pretty evident where we're bashing because by cracky, we do it Milwaukee style.
Man. Top of the hill.
Yeah, I saw the fridge was full of.
I didn't see that. I had a bad angle. I didn't see
a few leftover Hebers there from the open house party here not too long ago. So, I got the last grenade. Coors Banquet grenade.
I'm still working on the pass. I need my beer water.
Yep, I can have some beer water. No worries about that.
I need more beer.
I need more beer water.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the future, which was actually would be in the past when people are hearing it.
So. From far outside the galaxy, many, many miles away, we got us a caller on the line from down Missouri way.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the show. Please tell me your name,
Hi.
Sir. it's our pal Gomez here calling in from. Well, you're not in Lake Geneva now, are you? Where the hell are you?
Mi nombre es Gomez Alejandro Santana del Lago.
Well,
my amigo is the Old Bear.
Old Bear back on the show.
Here comes Mama Bear, begging for a landing.
Howdy up there, Sven.
Hey, Old Bear. Where are you guys broadcasting from on this fine spring evening?
Should we say what we were going to say?
We are here.
It's not go take a flying leap there, Sven, is it?
we are broadcasting live from the Brava Health and Rehab Suite.
Yeah. Totally sweet, too.
It's nice here.
Sweet, sweet.
I got my own rocking chair by the creek and I can go trout fishing anytime.
They got good trout down that way? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Trout the size of my feet, man.
You know what? When Gomez called me earlier this week and said, I'm going to Missouri, I'm like, you're just funning with me because you do that all the time. But guess what? He weren't funning with me because he's down in Missouri right now.
Yeah, I called you and you said, man, I can't go. I was like, that doesn't mean I can't go.
Right? So does that stop me? No.
Well, yesterday it was a balmy 83 degrees here.
What? Holy macaroni.
Yep. It was pretty nice. And today it was 65, a little cooler. Old Bear and I went to Lions Park. Rode a little bit. Lions Club Park. And
did you dress appropriately?
It's like Ryback. I'm riding the Trek Parley 9.8 on the Richter scale. And it's treating me very well. I'm abusing it. And leaving it muddy and getting it muddy. It likes that, maybe.
Nice ride.
Oh, yeah?
Real nice.
Old Bear rode it today.
Compared to Ryback, Ryback's a Jeep, and the Trek is a Rolls Royce.
Oh, the Rolls Royce.
Wow.
Rolls Royce engineer.
So that Lion's Den Club Creek Park there, that's Old Bear's home turf, right?
Yep.
Right. So we rode a bit, and then we had some food, and then the nurses came and poured 7-Up all over the stage. Red Bear and I
slick track
white faux leather pants and matching platform shoes, and we're ready to rock. Basically,
see what I missed out on, man. I feel like I need to, I don't know, maybe make a different covenant with the old wife there about how I can just leave whenever I want.
Well, like I tell all my friends, if you'd like me to talk to the wife for you, I have a way with people.
Hey, true that. Oh yeah! Now you know it's still school season for the youth, and it's tough to get away. Or I might come home to more freedom than I actually want right now. Freedom is good, but yeah, I still like those people for some reason.
Wow, it's probably bordering on love.
I'm gonna sneak up on love real quick. Right on.
Yeah, yesterday I rode Council Bluffs Lake, and tomorrow I can ride a new trail out of
It's out of St. James. It's the Forest City Mountain Bike Trails.
I'm either riding there, or I'm going to ride my old friend the Berryman, and then I'm going to drive back. But literally, man, I left the house at like 5 p.m. on a 7-hour drive on Monday. So I didn't get here until after 1 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday.
Wow!
But it was totally worth it. When I was out on the trail and the trails are just so nice, rocky and twisty and up and down and beautiful views of the lake. I was like, yep, that was worth it.
Yep, and
totally cool.
People wonder why we work for tens of dollars a week, and now they know.
Exactly. I was like, this is worth my $10 this week.
Absolutely.
Yep. I only had to spend, you know, $50 worth of gas to get there. Pretty good. Pretty good deal.
Right.
What's going on up there in Hollywood?
Well, we did a little more, pre-planning for the 100th. We've been talking about that a little bit, the 100th show party we're doing. I understand that Sav is a confirmed attendee.
Yeah, Sav is going to bring his megaphone.
And what about his banjo? More importantly, he needs a banjo.
Hey, no banjo jokes. I'm in a place that isn't the Ozarks.
Uh-oh. You're in the Ozarks.
Uh-oh, the crowd here just got up.
You have a way with people, though.
Yeah, look at our relationship, JK. I mean,
you guys got to set it up so I can call in and listen to that 100th show somehow.
Yeah, we're still working out the technical details. Actually, recording the show isn't a big deal. Getting the call in guests, that's a little bit more of a challenge because the phone line doesn't easily transfer over to a different location because we're actually going to have it in a different building than we're normally in. But I don't know. Maybe we'll figure it out. I could call forward or some. There's some technology that can make this work.
Sometimes when I call in when you guys aren't taking call-in guests, I just listen because sometimes my phone doesn't play right. I don't have a computer right now.
Gotcha.
He listens to the show and it stops. And then the whole rotation of the Earth stops. And then it starts again. And then the rotation of the Earth starts again. I think that's what's causing global warming.
Well, I'm all for it. As long as it evaporates... You know, they've got this thing where certain cities around the Great Lakes are trying to take water where, you know, the compact won't let them. If they could just drop the lake level 3 feet, I don't think that's going to affect a lot, except we got a lot more shoreline to ride.
Yeah.
And global warming, too.
So have you been out riding the beach?
Well, we went out riding the bars on Dave's bike's birthday on Saturday.
Oh yeah, Timberline. St. Practice Day,
because we didn't know if Dave would have to work on the actual St. Patty's Day. But yeah, we did a pretty extensive urban ride on Saturday.
Yeah, got into one parade ish.
Mm-hmm. Did you do a pirouette off the bike too?
Well, yeah, in front of a couple cops. A nice studded skid.
Right, yeah, because it's like, you know, 60 degrees or whatever it was, and JK's still riding studs on his bike, so they don't grip the pavement like you'd expect.
No, they don't, and I skidded into Lund's, and I freaked, and I hit my done front brake, and over the bars. Wee-hee! Apparently it was a thing of beauty that even Lund's wanted. He's like, if I could have captured it.
And those usually are.
Well, it's a public.
I like the way you guys are talking all Southern now.
Well, this is.
Why are you talking Southern? We're Chicago boys.
All right, this is just a public service announcement for all you people out there with studded tires. You should probably think about swapping those out for some real rubber.
And he's looking directly at me. Yes.
Oh wait, this is a retroactive public service announcement. With guitar.
Yeah, I think the studded tires are in the rearview mirror for the Midwest anyway.
Yep.
They're still riding snow up in Alaska, though. Did you see that Tim Burnson won the Talkeetna Trio?
Oh, well, nice. after winning the ITI, he was in pretty good form, apparently.
Yeah, this is the year of Tim.
And by cracky, was he not a good guest last week?
I know. Are you saying, what are you trying to say? We're not good guests?
We're not good. Come on.
Don't be so tough.
We're doing the best we can, man. We're using a Burger King cup as a mic stand.
we're talking to the can.
Are you wearing the crowns, the paper crowns that they give you?
What I'm wearing is none of your business.
Well, I'm just curious. Man. Come on. What are you wearing? Dude. Say it really slowly.
I'm wearing khaki.
Oh.
I have stretchy pants on, and I have PE Dominators on my feet. How about that? You like that? You flavored?
Well, I'll just...
Yeah, I still have stretchy pants on. Oh. And I still have clickless pedal shoes on.
You still have those on?
I still have them on. They feel like slippers.
I can't wear clipless shoes or pedals on a fat bike. It just makes me feel silly.
sometimes, son, you just gotta
feel silly.
Drive all night to get to the Ozarks or a place that you think is the Ozarks but really ain't the Ozarks. And ride SPDs because you think you're a racing boy.
Spuds.
Oh, no.
I like my spuds, bud. All right. So, you're coming back when? Tomorrow? Next day? When are you coming back to the old Milwaukee?
Well, Sven, I think I'm leaving tomorrow after I go. I'm going to go for a ride, and then I'm going to drive back to the homestead tomorrow. But then there's talk of a Levis Trow weekend with that Livewire Adam Blake and the lovely Kelsey Walsh.
Well, that would be fun.
So I might go up there.
That sounds fun. Let us know.
You must pry into the Gomez's social circle.
Yep. All right, guys. Well,
how about you?
Me?
When
I don't know.
Returning to Milwaukee.
There's a river trail ride. Saturday morning.
That's 7 a.m.
7 a.m. So that's
well before I would be up.
That's a really. Oh my!
Hey, aren't you having some sort of like garage sale and ride there out of the Nut Factory for Schlick Cycles?
Yeah, those guys over there across the hall are having some kind of clean out the boxes because there's a bunch of parts and stuff that have been gathering dust and some other good stuff too. So, yep, from 9 to noon on Saturday is a Schlick Cycles garage sale. But before that, Jim's leading a river trail ride out there on the old test track right around the corner from here.
Hopefully the wind will die down by then.
It's not,
I got knocked around like all hell, like a fucking pinata.
It was 50 plus at some times today. It was maximum
50 degrees and 50 mile an hour.
Yeah, down on the river though, down on the river you don't notice it as much because it's really kind of below the bluff height, so mm-hmm. you really don't notice the wind as much down there, unless one of the trees decides to throw its branches at you.
No, I was on my bike commute, and that's when I got knocked around. Boom.
Tappy tappy tappy.
Wow. Right on.
You guys sound like you're having one heck of a time. So I don't consider this as like spring break so much as you should consider this a vacation from smelling Gomez.
We turned your mic off.
You don't smell that bad.
Think of it that way.
Very good.
Think of it on the bright side.
Always look at the bright side of life.
You play your cards right. And? But then I got a surprise for the 100th show.
What is it? The missing verbs that you didn't hear?
The missing perf? There's a perf missing?
Verbs.
Verb. Verb.
Words.
Words.
Verb.
You went like, I have the most devilish thing, and it will be...
Exactly.
But I have a great idea.
That's going to drive me nuts. I was an English major. Put a verb in it.
No verb. Yeah. All right, well.
Thanks for checking
in. Any other probing questions for us?
Not unless you got something hidden down in your pocket that you want to clue us into.
No, you know, we've been riding bikes. About 60 years. Oh, we stopped by and saw Dan at Route 66 Bikes. He built the trails that I might ride tomorrow.
Oh, right on.
And
always good to pimp the local shop, you know? We like fat bike friendly shops.
He's not that friendly.
But is he fat friendly?
But
Or fat curious.
He did have a fat chubby, he had a Farley a chubby in there, chaser, and he had a couple of stashes.
Well, yeah, down there. What do you think? So you've been riding the trails down there. What do you think of fat bike versus plus bike on, the trails you've been hitting down there in Missouri?
I think the fat bike that I'm riding is at that level where it's an anything mountain bike. I think that a suspension fork might be a good idea down here. I was actually thinking while I was out on those trails, it's like, man, that Cannondale with the lefty on it would be the shizzle for this trail. But the Trek was handling it really well. That Trek is 24 pounds, 13 ounces.
Wow.
So, and I'm running it with the 3.8 inch Hodags with the 27.5 inch rims. So it's a really unique creature, this Chuck Q. Farley, Dr. Chuck Q. Farley from Trek.
Mm-hmm.
It totally kicked my butt the ride yesterday and was just right. Just the right amount where it was like, I see the car. Yeah, good stuff. You really should have come.
True that.
But, you know, there's always next weekend.
There's weekends every week of the year, oddly enough.
I don't know.
All right. So.
I don't know what you just said. What did you just say?
What did you say?
I said,
The audience here at the roller rink is going crazy. I just pulled a triple Lindy. Oh, we didn't tell you? We're roller skating the whole time that we're doing this.
I'm going for the grapevine now!
Oh, let's do the hustle.
And it's time for a break here at Fat Bike Radio. Hey, guys. Thanks very much for calling. I'm glad you're having a good time down there. Check in again next week when we can continue with the adventures of Gomez and Old Bear. Until then, I bid you fellows adieu.
Bye-bye. I can't wait till Gomez is back on the show.
Yeah, us either. I mean, it's so much more fun when he's here. Oh, that's you saying that. Never mind. All right, we're taking a break. Bye. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
bye.
And apparently we'll be back right after this.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands: Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCyclery.com.
Hi, this is Eric from Surly. Beanbag chairs, lava lamps, pintos. Those things and more on Fat Bike Radio with Gomez and Sven.
Hey, people, we're back.
Wake up.
You know, last week we had a question of the week, and it was, if there was a beach race in your area, what format would you like? I know I kind of discussed it last week a little bit, but what were those?
Some of the choices would be short course, MTB, beach crit, team enduro, or fat bike beach steeplechase.
Uh-huh. Always Gomez with the out of the left field idea. I was thinking about how having a beach race is obviously is a way to extend the fat bike season, because people still don't think of fat bikes as all season bikes. And you know, there was even an article. It's later in the links, which I don't know if we'll actually get into all the links, but it's like there's this new thing called fat biking in Vermont. It's like a new thing again.
Yeah, I ran into one on some other thing, and it was like the hottest newest sport for the
drone race.
I'm like,
drone racing.
I'm like, no, it's not the hottest newest.
But, you know, obviously we're big proponents of fat bikes all year round. And this idea of getting beach racing going, you know, as much as snow bike racing is going in the winter, I think there's a real swell of beach bike racing interest. And so, you know, we're thinking about, I think about it being kind of like something that's friendly for more than just the racers. Like, yeah, get some people involved in this, have some fun. You don't need 100 miles of shoreline. You need a mile to make something interesting and competitive for the racers and interesting for the spectators. So, you know,
the participants that aren't racing to win it.
Right. Exactly. Which is like, you know, 90% of the people usually at any given event. And all of these have merit for sure. I think, you know, obviously the steeplechase has, you know, the element of getting wet or moist. Maybe moist. The team enduro thing has, you know, the multi-hour party, get your team out there atmosphere. You know, for maybe the more competitive people, the crit, you know, that's like, hey, let's just go as fast as we can around in circle. Kind of like NASCAR, sort of.
Dizzy.
And the short course MTB idea, I think that is like when we do Shell Track up there in Manitowoc, that seems like that could be a winter or summer course because you have beach, you got stairs, you got some single track, and that is a mile plus about length course, and that is a really cool thing. So that's kind of what I think. I think we should do them all.
I know. I mean, just because I either run into unintentionally or intentionally into cross race conditions. Like, I'm always part of like, oh, okay, well, I'll do this. Da-da-da-da-da. All right, now I'm going to hump this over another.
Like the impromptu cyclocross.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So, you know, and even there are times where it's just like, oh, I just choose to go off bike on this one.
Or over bars.
I really, or over bus.
Over bus, over bars.
Over bars.
Over wherever. Yeah, so I don't know that we have a question for next week. Next week will be our 99th show. and then there's show number 100.
Dun, dun,
which we're coming up on. Yeah, Old Bear had a good idea. It's like, how do we get call-ins to show number 100 when there's going to be a bunch of people partying, and maybe we could have them over the PA system.
Yeah, so call a phone, and then we'll put it into the plug-in thingy.
But how do we get Art? Never mind. We'll get a different. We'll get a different phone number. Yeah, that's what we'll do.
This is technical talk.
We'll have to. We'll have to.
JK.
We'll have to. We'll have to have a one-time burn phone for the 100th. Just. Nice. Oh, for crying out loud. Is it already time for the Fatty Farm Field Report?
I think we just slid.
On studs on asphalt into the Fatty Farm Field Report.
This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is presented by Quiring Cycles. Quiring Triple B is the fattest ride on two wheels. Visit quiringcycles.net to see the next level of bicycle exploration.
I'm actually looking at a pair of those 5.6 inch snowshoe 2XL sitting right here. And
I don't know if
those fit Scott actually makes it'll fit. I don't know if he might even it'll fit your fork. I'm gonna fit your frame though. No. Now that came out way before these fat guys. But Scott makes a bike that fits these 5.6 inch monsters. And I guess we got some contests we're doing. Apparently we're doing this at that same 100th anniversary century show we're doing. The Spring Shearing of the Beards.
Mm.
So we are, maybe, shearing our beards down for spring.
To a quarter of an inch.
Here's the deal. Somebody's going to cut something off somewhere. And when they do, we're going to weigh that bounty in grams. And the person who gets closest to that, you know, that number wins. And we've been collecting prizes all week, all month, all year. We've been collecting prizes. Who's got prizes for us?
Well, we're at least three places with prizes from Surly, Schlickcycles, Borealis, SKS Fenders, Frame Bikes, RSD Bikes, Bontrager, Maxis, and of course, Fatbike.com.
Fatbike.com. Oh, wait, that's us. Hey, you know, we've got stuff rolling in all the time. Make sure you listen next week to show 99, then the show before the big show, and we'll tell you what more stuff we've got coming up.
Send an email to sven@fat-bike.com to enter. Make sure you use the subject jackass.
Jackass.
The winners will be announced. Speaking of jackasses, at the Century Show, maybe jackass.
Hey, we still do have a few sticker packs left in the fatbike.com store, but it's kind of been a popular thing. Supplies are limited, and our next offering will definitely be different. So if you covet the goodness, check out the shop. There'll be a link in the show notes.
Since this is the weekly dose of fat, let's check in with the linkage.
Yep, you know, there's still people riding fat bikes this time of year, oddly enough.
Yeah. Some people have the terrain still.
Right. Well, Death Rider's Adventure, I think, was from a while back. That was a thing where he was on the Arrowhead 135 and had seen some open lakes, and they went up that way. I think he actually slept in a bear-resistant bin or something on one of the nights. So check that out, because I think it's kind of interesting. Yeah. And I thought these things smelled bad on the outside. there's just the usual collection of links, and check that stuff out. We got coverage from the U.S. Fat Bike National Beach Championships down there in North Carolina. Obviously, Bruce has been also posting, and I'd like to promote Decora whenever I can as a place to go ride your bike, and they have their time trials coming up at the end of April. It's not specifically a fat bike thing, but that doesn't mean you can't ride one. And I would submit that some of the fastest guys there will be on fat bikes. So,
yeah, I saw a nice picture of Chewy with the.
The salute. Well, he's usually the hold
with,
your
with the salute.
He's the hold your saddle before you go thing, so he gets to kind of like juggle your balls before you take off, pretty much. we have Obrea getting into the 27 plus thing with a new bike, and I don't know. I guess. We're kind of, thank goodness, to the end of this travesty of a show.
Well, this travesty of a show this evening has been brought to you by Shirley Bikes.
Bikes.
Learn more.
Parts.
At bikespartschaos.com.
Or surlybikes.com. But
surlybikes.com.
Does Bikes Parts, let's see. Bikes.
Parts. Bikes.parts.
Chaos.com. Huh. You guys should register that, because that's really good. And nobody has it yet. Sorry for giving everybody an idea, but hey.
Ta-da.
If you'd like to give us an idea for what you want to hear on our 100th show or any show subsequent to that number, which will go up into the thousands, I tell you, call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message. Meanwhile, back at the ranch...
Join us next week
when Gomez is back in the studio.
Until then,
I think it's time to go get some tacos.
Yeah.
Bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.